This book intends to demonstrate that there is a spirit that is behind every creation. That spirit doesn't just create, but has the power to quicken every mortal being. In this book, all your doubt about impossibilities will be removed. Why? Because the way of the spirit is the unlimited way. It is a way of all possibility. Sometimes we may wonder why a person is able to do exploits or things that naturally your brain will not comprehend or accept, or that Mr. B is able to do things that we can't humanly explain. The answer is very simple. There is a spirit behind many exploits. First of all, who is a spirit? Although we tend to use the term person, like the third personality of the Trinity, the spirit is never a person. It is a spiritual being. There is a difference between a person and a spirit. A person is physical, limited, but the spirit is made of invisible forces. He is made of energies or atoms. The spirit cannot be seen with our naked eyes. That is only possible when that spirit takes a physical body or open our eyes so that we can see him. This happened in the case of Balaam. The ass, and most of the times the animals like dogs, cats, and so forth, which eyes are more sophisticated than human beings, are able to see in the spiritual realm. The Creator made the eyes of human beings so that they can be able to see in the physical realm. Those eyes are not so sophisticated to see in the spiritual realm. The ass of Balaam saw the angels that were standing, but Balaam, with his two eyes, could not see anything. God or angels are able to touch those eyes so that a person can see in the spiritual realm, while others will not see anything. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. Numbers 22:31. Secondly, a person has a physical body with his spiritual body, soul, inside, but the spirit has a spiritual body. You can't see energy with your eyes because it is so tiny for your unsophisticated eyes to see it. For instance, when you connect your computer to the internet, you take the cable, wire, and connect it to your computer. That wire receives the energy, connection, and sends it to your computer. Right? Although you don't see the energy, you know that it exists because you can get access to the internet. Or you can connect your computer through the Wi-Fi, because instead of using a cable that will take that energy or wave to your computer is able to get that wave once the Wi-Fi is activated. The spirit is spiritual. As you can't see the Wi-Fi, so is the spirit. It is made of the smallest invisible atoms. A person is physical. He is made of atoms which, when gathered together, form something tangible, obvious. What does it mean? Something you can touch, you can see. Why? Because the combination of the atoms, or the smallest things, will form something bigger enough to be seen with the physical eyes. The spirit is made of invisible atoms or energy. For instance, although you know that the wind exists, have you ever seen the wind with your eyes? The answer is no. So is the spirit. He exists. He can do things that will demonstrate that he exists, but unless he takes a visible form, you won't see him. The spirit is not just energy that circulates. He is able to take the human form, to be like a human, that is, to have a head, hands, and legs, everything that a human being can be, in an invisible or visible way. Imagine if the spirit is made of invisible atoms. It will be easier for him to make a physical body, a combination of millions of atoms in a visible way. In the spiritual realm, we say he has a spiritual body, astral body, or invisible body. And in the physical realm, we say physical body or visible body. What is the implication of all these things? That the spiritual body cannot be limited by the physical. For instance, a spirit will not need to cross your door before he can enter into your house. He has the possibility to live inside your body. At that time, we talk about possession. He can control your brain or your body. He has the possibility to cross the wall, because his body is so tiny that he will not ask any permission to the wall before he crosses it. Everything becomes possible. Thirdly, the spirit never dies, but a person will die one day, no matter the progress of medicine. The physical is limited, but the spirit is unlimited. But what is relevant to emphasize here is that a person is created eternally. What does this mean? Another confusion? No. As we previously said, a person has physical part, which is his body, but inside any human being, there is a never-dying spirit. A person is made of body, soul, and spirit, but that spirit is confined in that body when the person is still alive. It means that each person has a spiritual body inside the physical body. the spiritual body is separated from the physical body when we die. That spiritual body at death goes now into the spiritual realm where the demons, the angels, and God are. That spiritual body is attached to the body with a spiritual cord. At death, the cord is broken, the spiritual body is detached, the physical body is laid down, waiting to be buried. But today, people with the help of invisible spirits can magically or spiritually come out from the physical body, or make that physical body to disappear suddenly and reappear suddenly, because the spiritual always control the physical. But what is very relevant to note is that the cord that links the body and the spiritual body is not yet broken. That happens when we die. At death, there is no more possibility to link the cord again, unless God, the master of the atoms, the creator of the spirits and human being, allows it. He is the one who holds that secret. The soul is that part that is conscious. The feelings, thoughts, emotions make the soul. When somebody hurts you, you feel bad, belittled, or angry. Why? Because you are conscious of it. When you die, that spiritual body is still conscious of everything, because he is now an invisible body, which is spirit, who is still conscious, soul. That physical body will be buried, because it is not conscious. Even if you hurt that body, nothing will happen. He doesn't feel any pain anymore, he can't eat, he can't respond, because the conscious part, which was supposed to tell him to feel the pain, to eat, to respond, is not more there. He is now with the spiritual body. And fourthly, there is a difference between a talent and a gift, because there is a difference between a person, human being, and a spiritual being. A person who is born from his parents inherits some genes from both the parents. Naturally, that person will be born with some ability to do certain things with ease. No wonder some people came with the concept of multiple intelligence. Some people are good at music, some in linguistics, mathematics, physics, art, and so forth. But don't be fooled. There is also the way of the spirit. That is no more natural. The spirit has the ability to possess somebody and allow him to do things beyond what a human brain can understand. So we use the term gift. Come with me and let us dive together into the power of the spirit.